Time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast, powered by Makita. Right now, you can land yourself a free Makita brushless blower when you buy any selected Makita LXT 18-volt times 2 brushless lawn mower kit. Hurry, limited time only, offer via online redemption. Visit makita.com.au for details. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mickey?
It's going to be a good one.
Let's go.
Glenn Robbins is swinging by.
National treasure.
And he's a Cathy Habit chap. You know what I mean?
I love him.
He loves to bunk in.
He does.
For a bit of a noodle. So we'll get to the bottom of what he's been up
Glenn's
to.
The best.
I believe he may have been doing some studies, conducting some studies around this very office.
Okay. I'm interested.
Hey, we've got that. We're going to talk to Australia's sexiest tradie. Oh, he's in the running to be Australia's sexiest tradie.
Oh, you love this show,
seen,
don't you?
On Seven Mates,
yeah.
Wednesday nights. Have a look. He's Frankie. He's a bit of a live wire.
Frankie Wood, you're talking about.
Frankie Wood.
Oh, I can't wait.
We'll catch up with him. We'll introduce you to Frankie Wood.
That'd be awesome.
Sex in space. They're saying this is the new frontier. We have to work out, if we're going to Mars, how to reproduce, how to procreate.
Oh, I thought it would have been done already, to be honest.
No, mate.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Hasn't happened.
What, not those tiny lunar modules?
No.
What are you going to do?
Don't bother knocking.
Not a lot of room.
Suppose.
Who knows things?
Yeah, I guess.
Space station?
Maybe.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Interesting. Yeah.
James Blake will be in to discuss. In entertainment, there's a lot to get through. SAS up and running. First person kicked off, Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah.
And the Met Gala will do a lot. We're gonna ask you where you've had sex too, by the way. Is space weirder or have you got something better? 1-3-3-3.
Okay. All right, it's going to be a fun show. Let's get into it for a big Tuesday. Thanks to Makita, serious outdoor work requires serious outdoor tools, and Makita rule the outdoors.
This is Molloy. Molloy's Entertainment Report.
Well, the girls are in the studio, Whitney and Rosie. Rosie Walden and Whitney, of course, our producer. What have you got? Where do you want to start? What's
happening?
Night
of telly last night.
Huge night. Well, the Masked Singer kicked off. Night one, someone's already out. Big reveal happened.
Who was it? What? Which one?
It was the volcano.
The volcano.
And Twitter actually erupted last night because people couldn't believe it was an international star.
How did they get into the country?
I don't know, Rosie. I'm not a producer. Guess, yes. But
international star. Can I give a guess?
Yeah, go on.
Was it Salman Rushdie?
No.
Sir Peter Ustinov. Boutros Ghali. Greta Thunberg. I mean, come on. I'm thinking big.
Well, it's pretty big. It's Vinnie Jones. We know who Vinnie Jones is, but children would not know who Vinnie Jones is.
I'll bring up friend Lenny and say, hey, you must have been beside yourself.
Not Vinnie even Jones friend Lenny. I had to tell James who Vinnie Jones is. Vinnie Jones
no
from Snatch.
Yeah,
Lock, Stock.
You're having second thoughts. And your two little balls are shrinking with you.
Was that him in character or?
No, that was from Snatch.
That was him talking to Osher Gunsberg.
Was that the volcano? Was
that
it
was
an active
the volcano?
Volcano?
Yeah, Osher let us know who Vinnie Jones was.
FA Cup with Wimbledon?
Yeah.
So you did a movie with Angelina Jolie. You've done a movie with Brad Pitt.
First one was with Angelina and Nicolas Cage. That was Gone in 60 Seconds. And then my next one was Swordfish with John Travolta and Halle Berry and Hugh Jackman.
And look at you now. Yeah, on stage. It cost you. That's a big fall from grace. He looks more ridiculous than Dave Hughes in that mistake.
That's a big call.
Wow. That's hard.
Big.
What character is Dave Hughes playing? Is he about to be exposed?
He looks like something from the Monopoly board at the moment. The Violet Crumbles.
He looks like a midlife crisis.
Oh, that is harsh, Dave.
That'll get back.
He's colourful. He's like, you know, who's the guy from Don't Forget Your Toothbrush?
Tim Ferguson.
He's like the new Tim Ferguson with all those colourful suits.
Right. Good on you, Hughesy.
I love how you're Hughesy.
Keep up the good work.
I love how we get two sorts of Osher. You know, in the Bachelor, he's like, Rose, I have to tell you that you're off to go. And then he's like screaming his lungs out like a 12-year-old.
Trying to explain who that was.
I prefer the SAS show.
Yeah. So that was yours. So you've gone down the Masked Singer track.
Don't we get to hear a bit of Vinny singing Proclaimers?
Oh, whatever. You can if you want.
Do you want to hear what he sounds like? Oh, my God.
That's not singing.
That should be used as torture on SAS. They should bury them up to their necks and make them listen to this for 24 hours straight. Oh, all right, we get the idea. And his contract was watertight. I go first.
I am you're right.
You reveal, you show me, and I'm out. He would have had a car parked out the front. It would have been double parked.
Well said.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Are we interrupting your show there?
It's Husey. Hello, mate. How are you?
We're
yes!
On air. Put it on speed.
Congratulations, mate, on your debut. Oh, no. Your debut last night.
We'll put them on speaker. If you put your phone on speaker, then the rest of Australia can hear it. Yep.
On speaker.
Hey, hey, Husey, who's on tonight?
Mate, it's a massive reveal tonight. I'm not kidding. You can't miss it.
We can't miss it. We'll be there.
It's big, man. I tell you, it's big.
Okay, and what are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Even more ridiculous.
Husey!
Well done, Husey. Dave Hughes. He's a bloody legend.
Well, that was bound to happen.
You should have apologised.
Hold your thoughts on SA.
Yeah, got to come back. Tidy things up. Talk to Husey. It's Malloy.
Driving you home, this is Malloy. Malloy's Entertainment Report.
High excitement in the last break. We were talking about the Masked Singer. Hughes, you got to mention, he got on the blower.
Straight up.
He was in it. I had Osher on call waiting.
Oh,
it was all happening. But good on them. Good first episode. They go again tonight.
It's a good show to watch, too. It's colourful. It's fun.
It's what
everybody
people need
loves
at the
it.
Moment in this current environment.
Channel
like
10.
I'd like to be the burrito. If there's ever a burrito, I'll be the burrito.
Sure.
You'd be
Husey will make it happen. So Masked Singer at 7:30, Channel 10.
Yeah.
But I'm on Channel 7 watching SAS. It's more down my alley.
You're down your alley because it's quite. It's bullying.
It is.
It's harassing.
It is.
It's haranguing.
It's right down your alley. Strength and endurance.
Right,
is what
so
it is.
I don't get how to see how they quite get away with this in the modern era. It gets a bit poor.
Absolutely. It's proper SAS training. So only three people finished last year. Merrick, our Merrick, won,
yes,
of course.
Yes, Merrick, friend of the show.
But it can get a little fruity, and it reminded me of a Malloy production meeting last night.
You will address us as staff at all times. Is that understood?
Staff.
We do not give a f*** about who you are, where you've been, what you've done. The slate is wiped clean for each and every one of you. It's down to you to prove to us you're either f*** wits or you've actually got something about you up here to get through this course. And my guess is the majority of you are f*** wits. It's down to you to prove us wrong.
Anyway, welcome aboard.
Yeah.
It'd be good if that was the intro for the Masked Singer. Okay, who was that, by the way?
Oh, you know, the head.
Is that Ant?
Ant Mendelsohn.
Yeah, it's the head dude.
Ant. He's a bit soft, I reckon.
Oh, is he?
If I got on that show, okay. I would lead him a very dance.
Would you?
I'd go mano a mano with Ant.
Would you?
Fair enough.
Right. Yep.
I'd love to see it. So Bryn didn't last one episode.
She's
gone. I tipped that last night.
You tipped her, but it didn't happen. Bryn's gone. Did they at least push her out of a helicopter?
Nah, she fell out of the helicopter. There's no good audio about her, though.
Right.
Now, my tip to watch is the bra boy. He is going to lose his stack.
Okay.
Manu is going to cry tonight. That's one to watch.
All right.
Kerry Pothouse and Yana Pittman will be very good.
Okay. Is there a potential winner there? Have you got a market? Or?
Probably Kerry or Yana, or maybe Pete Murray.
Pete Murray's in SAS.
Yeah,
Pete Murray,
good.
Who sings beautiful acoustic songs.
Oh, he'll be great. But this guy, we've got to watch this guy. I think he's from Home and Away. I'm not sure what his name is, though.
Dan Ewing at 35 is very different to 25. I wake up every day. I meditate. I journal. I exercise.
Are you f***ing taking it yourself? Before, just to wind my mind, start, visualize, focus. I don't be
the enemy were coming over there, what are you f***ing out then?
So he's talking in the third person and he meditates. He is not going to survive SAS Australia. No chance.
Get him real quick.
Absolutely.
All right, so there you go.
I'm enjoying it, but very fruity.
Was there another clip that we
okay, so Alicia Molik, former tennis player, now coach, she got a bit of ahead of herself in the final challenge where she's trying to crawl across a helicopter. She decided to whoop-woo to the audience.
That's not
ideal. And they brought her down and they flicked her off the helicopter. And then when they got back to the compound, they were read the riot act.
Save your high fives and sucking each other off until you get back to your accommodation.
It's very frank.
Did that go to air?
That went to air on Channel 7 last night.
Again, and that wasn't the Masked Singer, was it?
No.
What the hell is going on with this show?
It's an extraordinary show. Not for everyone, but I love it.
More of it. All right. Now, listen quickly. Let's change.
Really quickly.
We've got to go to the Met Gala.
It's happened today.
Which is one of the most vulgar, over-the-top displays of foppery.
Yeah.
I've ever seen in my
life. It's a really interesting fashion show, essentially.
It's the Met Gala hosted by...
Anna Wintour.
Who's a bit of a bitch.
Well,
no, she's rude. You know. She bullies her staff.
Does she?
Apparently, it's part of that fashion thing. Yes, she could. I'd like to see her on.
Righto.
Yeah.
On big glasses.
She's got a big name for herself in that.
Okay,
in that
so
area.
So everyone pays money to dress
everyone
up like
pays,
a dick.
I just found this out today. So Anna Wintour has to invite you and approve you, and then you have to pay her. They pay her approximately $35,000 US, which is about $47,000 Australian.
To make a dick of themselves.
To get dressed up in the theme. There's a theme. This year was American Independence. And some people really outdid themselves.
Who was showing? It's like a show-off competition.
Of course it is.
Who
Look at
can
me.
Show off more? Who could be the most frivolous,
ridiculous,
idiotic,
buffoon
on the day?
Who I reckon is the biggest show-off this year is your mate Lil Nas.
Oh, well, but Little Nas is kind
of... He was C-3PO at one point of his costume,
James.
Yeah,
he had three costumes. He came out in a gown, went down to a robot, and then went down to what can only be described as a leotard.
Now, I don't know who ASAP is, but he wore a
ASAP Rocky.
Come on.
Yeah.
Try harder.
ASAP Rocky.
He just grabbed it from Nan's
couch. So the VMAs, or as I call them, the MVAs.
MVAs.
So I thought that was showing over.
Yeah.
You know, what can I do? I'll be outrageous. And then followed up by the Met Gala. I go, what is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Are they just that keen to get out of the house?
Desperate.
That came to be papped. I mean, Kendall Jenner.
Who's that?
Someone who's literally wearing white Bonds undies and a bit of denim draped over the top.
If I would rock up on a Shetland pony.
Would you?
Yeah, wearing pirate boots.
Yes.
Okay.
And chaps.
Well, nothing on top.
Quickly, before we go, have you seen Kim Kardashian in this?
Oh, she looks like she's bored with Kim Kardashian.
She looks like she's part of BDSM.
Oh, my God.
But it's Balenciaga.
She's gone out on a limb.
Yeah. And then her sister's hot as.
Yeah. I'm going to knock this
anyway,
down.
I can tell you're
right
bored
now.
Of this conversation.
I'm bored with those people. If there was going to be some, I won't say.
What?
Okay. Yeah, while we've got them all in the one room, if something terrible happened.
Oh.
You know, I'm just saying.
What, like gastro?
All right, guys, let's go.
Oh, no, they don't eat, so there wouldn't be a gastro problem.
You can have a grape. All right, when we come back, big space news.
All right.
James getting here. Well done, girls.
That was your entertainment report, comprehensive too.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
We've got Australia's sexiest tradie, Frankie Wood, coming up in a few minutes. And then Glenn Robbins will be joining us in the second hour as well on Malloy.
Before we get there, we're changing gears though. We're heading into space. James Blake has got some news, stunning news from space. What is it?
All right. So researchers over in Canada from two different universities have come out and said, guys, it's time to get serious about how do we have sex in space.
Sure. Yeah. And I think this is right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Somehow.
I thought it would have happened before. This is what I said earlier. I would have thought that would have been a thing.
There are rumours that both the Americans and the Russians have tried it before,
right.
But they still only stand as rumours, maybe even hoaxes. But if you want to do long-term missions,
I
you've got to know.
I have heard this.
Right.
Look, a couple of space monkeys from early doors put it about a bit.
Okay.
And when they came back, one of the chimps was smoking a cigarette. All right, so yes, has it happened or not?
Look,
I'd be surprised if it hadn't, because you would go, this is an important part. Mm. And one of the reasons they're saying this, correct me if I'm wrong, James, is if you're going to go to Mars and you're going to colonise another planet, they're not coming back.
Yeah. No, that's right.
They're going to be there. So at some point you have to broach the idea of how do we have sex in space. Yep.
And then you go a little bit further, how does a human grow in space? Mm. So,
I'm more interested in the sex, the sex in space. I've made a theme.
Have you?
So this is my idea of how.
Yep.
It might start like this.
Momentous.
And then.
Yep.
Yep. There we go again.
Okay.
Yep. For looking at new frontiers and doing space research. And then time for a little bit of, you know, then we get back to the hub. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. We are in space now. I put my hand up. Explore. That's all I'm saying.
You've outdone yourself, Matty Dower.
Well done, Matty Dower, again. So is this what they're doing? So to what end are they exploring this?
Okay, so a couple of people have designed what is called the two suit. The idea being...
You whip it off quickly.
Well, you whip off bits and pieces quickly because one of the problems with space is that if you've got two forces coming together, they can repel each other at the same time. So you've got to keep
nerd
them...
Nerd alert.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Wow.
So what you want is something that can keep two people together. So imagine a suit that opens up at the front and then you sort of Velcro yourself to each other.
Well, like you strap someone in.
Yeah.
Right. Could I have one of those for Earth, please? So basically they can't get away.
Yeah, and then a system of harnesses and just short of pulleys can help.
Again, could I have one of those for Earth, please? All right.
Yeah, that's where we're headed.
I just didn't see this in any of those Apollo movies.
No. Neil Armstrong wasn't working on anything like this, was he?
Could you do it outdoors? If we go for, we're just going for a spacewalk?
I wouldn't.
Just going for a spacewalk and then...
be a bit cold, but great view.
What would be the first word spoken after the first... That's one quick root for man, one giant boof for mankind. How do you do it? Do you sort it out before you go? Do you
have to be? That's consensus.
It's not just keys in a bowl when you get up there. It's not like,
you've got crewmates.
It's a swinger party. It's not like a swingers, astronauts, Bezos.
Well, see, this is
Bezos,
the thing.
He'll be into it. And no wonder he's going in.
If it's not Bezos, then it's going to be Musk.
And we all know Musk has been in Johnny Depp's bed.
Left a present.
We get the idea. Yeah. What would it be like to have sex in space? Mm. Well, we can't answer that, but you can answer this. Where's the weirdest place you've ever had sex? It's an oldie but a goodie on radio.
We're doing this.
You've done. Where was you, Dave, again?
What do you mean? Might have been a spa in Surfer's Paradise. It might have been as outrageous as I've got.
Well, there are no stars for that venue.
What about you?
An Airbnb jockey party. Look, there's a few jockeys floating around. And I've told you this, Darwin Beach, which had crocodiles on it, which was my excuse for it all being over so quickly. Maybe a treehouse in a children's playground. We've all got some from online.
Yeah, we have.
I'll tell you what, give us a call, 133 353.
We're going to be out all about this as well. It's conversation.
Depending on where it is,
exactly,
you might be the right person to go into space for the first time.
Yes. Think
of this as a program to see if you can get into the space.
That's right.
Program.
All right, give us a ring.
133 353.
This is Malloy.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
We're talking about they're introducing sex, Mrs. Blake, but for the space program.
That's right, for Mars, to colonise.
If we've got to conquer and colonise other planets, obviously you're not coming back.
No, we need
to get the ball rolling.
Advance our species.
And we were thinking having sex in space is probably tougher than you'd think. So we're looking for people who might be right for the new space program.
Yes.
Who've had sex in unusual places or positions. And Michaela's joined us, our newest member of the team.
Michaela.
Hi, Michaela.
Hi, everybody.
You got anything to offer us? The weirdest place that you've, that might...
Yes, so it was, out in the ocean, in the middle of the ocean on a jet ski.
Oh, how romantic.
Okay. Did you just bump into someone on a jet ski, or were you with your partner,
friend? It was just a friend that I was with. And,
was it a spur of the moment thing?
Yeah, kind of. Right. I mean, we went out, just had a little fun, and you know, yeah.
Crikey, let the games begin. Yeah. And was that'd be funny if you were on a whale watching thing or something? And
what's that?
Oh, look at Migaloo, and then what the hell is that? Well done, Michaela. Duke yourself.
Thank you.
Case of Brick Lander.
That's fantastic. Well, we got the ball rolling.
Yes.
There, you get the idea. Brett's on the line. Brett, where did you have sex publicly that might help you in this department?
Bunnings outdoor furniture section.
Okay. The Bunnings. Okay. You'd be good. And then afterwards you went and had a hot dog?
That's right.
No, sausage sizzle.
Sausage sizzle. You're lucky you didn't get your sausage sizzled once it was out. You're on the outdoor furniture section. Well, and was the store open?
Yeah, would have been people coming past.
It was open. Right on a Saturday morning.
Okay, oh, peak hour. Righto.
I'd like to see that in the background of one of those Bunnings ads. you know, where they've got the people standing there, the smoke. Have you got the electric guitar version of the Bunnings song? Because that's what would be playing, could you imagine, while you were having sex? Because it's got a kind of. Yeah, baby. Come on, Brett.
I've seen this movie.
Hey, Duke him, Dave.
Brett, you've also got a case of Brick Lane Draft coming your way, mate. Thanks for calling.
Well done, Brett. Yep. Kevin's on the line. Kevin, where did you do it?
I remember the old trampolines that were like the cross stitch ones.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they hurt your knees quite a fair bit.
Okay, right. Yep.
But hang on, Kevin, on a trampoline. That would give you a head start for space
because it's
kind of a weightless bouncy
kind of.
Mate, you could have what it takes. You could have the right stuff.
Mm.
If anyone's had a crack on a trampoline, good on you, Kevin. Graham's on the line. Graham, where was it for you?
It was on the back seat of the Intercity coach from Perth to Adelaide.
From Perth to Adelaide. You didn't do it the whole way, I hope, because that's quite across the Nullarbor.
That's the Nullarbor, yeah.
It was at night.
Well, yeah, it was good. What do you think? I didn't think you were an animal. On the back seat of an interstate coach from Perth to Adelaide, that's the Greyhound experience for you. They should put that on the brochure.
That's right.
Thanks, Graham. Jim's on the line. Jim, where was it for you?
Mick was on the bonnet of my Holden ute in the middle of the road, Western New South Wales.
Classy.
Interesting you would do it on the ute. Like, it's kind of rooting in the ute. It's kind of. Have you got it there, Dave?
Well,
it feels appropriate. That was what you'd put on if you were making love in a ute at the time. You would.
And got rooting in the back of the ute. Rooting in the back of the ute.
Jim, just for full disclosure, when I was about 18 and had my very first car, that may have occurred. And let's just say for a year or two, my nickname around the Mornington Peninsula was Windscreens O'Brien. Look out, here he comes. It's Windscreens O'Brien.
That's funny.
All right. Hey, Duke him, Dave.
You've got. I'll tell you what I'll give you. I'll give you $100 worth of the HFC Pocket Rockets have landed and you get your
I had one of those. Good stuff.
Amazing. Awesome. Grill.com.au, $100 worth. Well done there, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
You got it, man.
Well done. Good on you. Mikey, where was it for you?
It was in a public swimming pool.
Okay, there you go. Oh. And what was it on the 10-metre board? Or like, were you down the deep end? Was it a pool bar at least? Mm. Where were you?
In the deep end. We were under the water.
Right, okay. And it all got a bit Blue Lagoon. Well done, Mikey. The story. Luke's on the line. Luke, what about you?
Hey, Mickey and Dave. Yeah, down the side passage at Mum and Dad's house.
Okay. The side passage? Were they home, were they?
I had my 21st party on that night, so I had to get away from everyone.
Okay. So what are you, behind the drywall or something?
No, next to the hot water tank. It was quite warm. Yeah, it's okay.
Sounds very uncomfortable, Luke.
Hey, no, it wasn't too bad.
No, it was too bad. He's had a good idea. If you can do it in a confined space that, you can do it in a Sawyer's.
That's right.
Big shout out to my wife, Sandra, now as well.
Was that who you were with?
Of course, yeah.
Dave.
You've also got a case of Brick Lane Draft, Luke, in Parramatta.
Get on your boys.
Get on your time for one more quick. No, we don't. We've got to go.
All right, we've got our Australia's Sexiest Tradie waiting on. Frankie Wood is going to join us after this.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
G'day, guys. My name's Frankie Wood. I'm a plumber. I'm 33 years old. And
Basically, I'm a legend.
Sorry to interrupt. Oh, yeah. Do you think you guys are going to start work anytime soon?
Yeah, sorry.
He's got a pipe dream to become Australia's sexiest tradie. He's taking the plunge.
What are you doing?
Just getting the arse wax.
What the...
Hoping to tap into something big.
What a show, my boy.
Australia's sexiest tradie.
By the way, tomorrow night, 9:40 on 7 Mate.
You want to have a look at this? I stumbled across it last week.
You did, quite
by accident. I'd gone rogue. I was off Broadway. I'm on 7 Mate.
7 Mate.
I go, I'll have a look at this. And at first I'm thinking it's a documentary, maybe a mockumentary. Gotcha. I don't know.
Interesting.
It's in that grey area.
Sure.
The brainchild, of course, of a guy named Rick Donald. He's, I think, producing.
Okay.
Directing. And planning the whole shebang. It's about a tradie who's pretty happy with himself.
Yeah.
The star is Frankie Wood.
Frankie Wood.
Who's trying to become Australia's sexiest tradie. You're not going to believe it.
What?
We've got him on the line
Frankie
now.
Wood.
Frankie, are you there?
Oh, I'll tell you, I give you a hot tip, boys. Oh, I got a nervous bog in me, eh? I'll give you a hot tip right now.
You sound like you've already had a couple. What time did you start drinking about lunchtime, Frankie? What happened?
Mate, we knocked off way earlier than we should have, to be honest, today. And I did whip up to the bottle. I got myself a couple of tallies. Hey, listen, you don't know this sound. Have a listen to this. What's this sound, Mick?
What was that?
What was it?
I was cracking a
tallie,
mate.
Oh, mate, it was the sound. Are you on the end of a tall ship? There's nothing better. And thanks for joining us on Triple M, because I know your preferred at the moment FM station is 106.3 Heat FM, where you're into the finals of the Australia's Sexiest Tradie competition. How are you going? Yeah. You think you can win this thing?
Mate, if I win it, I don't know what's going on with the competition to give it a hot tip. But I personally, I've seen the other 10, and if you saw the other episode the other day, I'm by far the best looking.
You are the best looking.
And I'm not just like, so people don't think I've got a massive ego or anything like that. Like, a lot of people have told me that I'm a good looking bloke. Like, they say, not only is he a bloody, you know, he's got a good heart on him, you know, and that he's a bloody true blue type of down to earth bloke, but good looking as well. So I'll take it if you're going to give it to me. You know what I mean?
And you look good in the lolly bags, in the budgie smugglers. The canary yellow budgie smugglers, these are good look for you, I've got to say, Frankie.
No, come on, are you taking the piss here or not? Because my old man set me up to that. Because I was just going to wear me work gear, and he goes, go get yourself a little backcracking sack.
You did.
He said, get some budgie smugglers, and I did it. And I actually, he was taking the piss, and I feel like a bit of a dick for doing that.
No,
but,
you can't take
that.
The word the bravest in the backcracking sack was... apartment. You didn't take it like a man, did you? I'm guessing that's your first.
Oh, here we go. Have you had it done?
Oh, no, I haven't done it. Why would I get it done?
You're hirsute.
Triple M's going to do a sexiest tradie, and I'll tell you what, it's terrible, because I thought it was going to be like, in my head, it was they do one at a time. They put the glue down or whatever it is, and then they whip it off.
Right.
But she was a machine gun, this chick. She was just bang, 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 bang.
She didn't muck around, I'll tell you that.
She wanted to do the middle mix.
Oh,
easy, Tiger.
Well, she wanted to do the hoppawattie.
All right. Now, who are your idols? I've got to say, who are your idols?
Crackerjack's got to be out there.
No, I heard Channing Tatum. Is Channing Tatum one of your idols?
No. Channing Tatum, he's big because he can, I mean, he's good looking bloke, right? Ripped as, pulls and the type of guy that you just know if you go out with, you're not going home by yourself, you know what I mean?
I get it, I do.
But Johnny Farnham's got to be up there too, what a boy.
Johnny Farnham, you say?
What a bit of angels!
All right, hey, I've got to ask you, you're a plumber yourself, what do you prefer, Chippies or Sparkies?
Neither.
Well, what's wrong with... Is there a bit of competition there, is there?
Because you know why? We get treated like just the bottom of the barrel.
I get called...
You know, like, we get called the worst names, mate. And to be honest, I don't blame them. It's a shit job, man.
Well, I love your relationship with your boss, too. He's kind of... It feels like he's at the end of his rope with you. Is that fair call?
Yeah, he's a good bloke. You know, he's threatened to fire me about 35 times. But to be honest, I don't know if I can say this on air, but he's a bit of a soft He's the type of bloke that needs a stiff uppercut, and if I'm the one to have to do it, then I'll have to do it. And if he's listening, please don't fire me, boss. I love you, mate.
He loves you too. Hey, Frankie, what happens on tomorrow night's episode? Do you know what's going down?
Look, apparently they're doing, we've got to record videos, and they want it so everyone can get to know us a little bit better. We've got to do some sort of bio thing, you know, put it up there, so... I'm at the moment, I'm recording bits and bobs, you know, just trying to get some content out there. I want to say, Mick, just from the bottom of my heart, thank you for shouting out the show, mate, because you have lit up my Instagram account. I've got 109 followers, Chief.
Oh, Frankie, oh, you're on a roll, Frankie.
I had 18 before the shout-out.
Is anyone sliding into your DMs?
Yes. A lot of the lads are just going, you know, you're an absolute tosser and all that. Like, this is bigging me up, loving me. But I did have a lady come in too. I had a little lady slip in there. And we've been texting back and forth.
This has got dick pic written all over it, Frankie. All right, Frankie, we better go.
Yeah.
Good luck tomorrow night on 9:40, 7 May.
That's it.
Australia's Sexiest Tradie, Dave.
Frankie Wood, thanks for joining us on Malloy.
Thanks, boys.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
A lot of love for Frankie Wood, by the way. You've just tuned in. You missed Australia's Sexiest Tradie contestant, 7 Mate, tomorrow night. Catch up with the podcast if you miss Frankie, of course, at Malloy after the show. Will be up.
Or the podcast?
It will be.
Whoa. How's Dave's corner going?
I haven't checked today's figures. James has given me the A-OK. He's given me a thumbs up. Episode 9, I think.
You've changed a bit.
I have not.
You have.
Stop saying that. You're being silly.
You're trying to get some merch out, aren't
you? You are.
Dave's Corner.
As if I would. Mate, it's a 2-minute podcast. It's a little bite.
No, boy,
pod.
They're nibbling. They're nibbling away. They're
my
liking
corner.
It. And my corner should be up.
Mixed corner.
Soon, mixed corner.
Right. So we'll go head to head, corner to corner.
Well, it's not a competition, Dave. I mean, I do the whole major podcast.
Well, you've got the poster, you've got the billboard, the merch.
You've got like the extra bit.
Yeah, I know I am. I know where I sit with the show, mate. I told you that before. Simpleton, I think, is what you've called me in the past.
With love. You know what I mean?
No. No,
that's not a criticism.
Oh, it's not?
It's an observation.
Is it? Right.
Bit of a simpleton.
I did tech year 12, so thank you.
Again, I rest my case.
I realise I'm the only person in this office.
Were you going to do a trade or something?
Yeah, I thought about being a Sparky, thought about electronics, but got away with me. I got into the radio business. There we go.
Yes, and somehow you have survived.
Look, I'm here.
And you are still here. What's coming up in the next hour, Dave?
Well, Glenn Robbins is not far away. He will be joining us.
Time for this. Come on, let's go.
Oh, well, straight into it. All
this
right.
is your freedom. This is your part of the show segment, one of your two. If you want to hear Dave's corner, you've got to go to the podcast.
This was Jay Mueller's segment, by the way. I was sort of just taking
still
it over.
Still is, really.
Well, it is. It of course is. It is.
I mean,
he's the smart one.
Kind of
he's the university graduate.
Dressing up in his clothes. And
I'm just some simpleton.
It's like you've moved in with you're no real replacement.
No. All right. Well, here's the synopsis.
Okay.
Here we go.
Everyone's feeling sorry for you
flatten
now.
A guy.
Come on.
This guy was a fool. And who isn't when they're young, right? His partner didn't like the fool and she left him with a big hole in his heart. He wants to learn from his mistake so it never happens again.
Okay. Fool for your baby. Buster Poindexter.
Oh, me, oh, my. I'm a fool for your baby. I don't even know that song.
Biggie.
Fool for your baby.
No, you won't. You won't get it because it's quite esoteric.
Is it?
It's a very, it's for musos.
You're a muso, are you?
What else? What's the clue again?
This guy was a fool. And who isn't when they're young, right?
His ship of fools.
Oh,
is it?
World Party, Ship of Fools. That's a great song.
That is a great song.
Mick.
Have you got it?
It's not
no,
right.
Don't have it on
not
you.
The old Ship
can't
of Fools.
Just... All right, 1, 2, 3, 5, 3.
Song Whisperer.
Driving you home, this is Malloy. Time to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
It's going to be a beauty. Friend of the show, Glenn Robbins,
yes.
Not far away. Have I got a bone to pick with him?
What's your problem with
Glenn? He's been telling people front bar was his idea. I stole it. Have you heard this?
I have not.
Well.
Righto.
And have any of you been speaking to him during the week?
No.
I just need to make clear?
No, none of us.
No, he hasn't contacted you?
No. Don't know what you're talking about.
All
Mick?
Right, we'll get to the bottom of that coming up very soon. Before, though...
Dave, the song whisperer. There was a lot of talk in the office, though, about you and Glenn. So maybe that's what that had to do with.
I've just heard that there's some kind of poll running around. Have you spoken to him this week?
I have not, but the producers are in close communication with Glenn.
Someone will get sacked today. Oof.
All right.
Feeling a bit ornery.
Well, Glenn's coming.
You, James.
Yeah.
Mum rang today.
He's
in trouble.
Yeah.
Would have thought Michaela's mum might have rung.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, we've had a bit of correspondence about Michaela.
Whitney not pulling her weight.
Boring.
Offered us nothing so far. Dave, you were pretty quiet on that front, too.
Nah, well, yeah. My kids are listening. My kids listen to the shows. If they want
kids
to hear
in the car?
No, my kids listen to the podcast and Dave's Corner.
Okay, I've told you my first nickname, Windscreens O'Brien. It's an unfortunate thing. Hey, get quick. This is one of your two segments. Now, this is your free-to-air, part of the show segment, okay. But you've also got Dave's Corner.
Dave's Corner. You want
to tune into Dave's Corner today, it's a revelation. It involves Dave, a graveyard.
Yes.
And a celestial event.
And citizen's arrest. So anyway, tune in. Episode 9.
You don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
Episode 9 could be the last. I don't know. It seems to be going well. Synopsis, please.
This guy was a fool. And who isn't when they're young? His partner didn't like the fool, so she left him with a big hole in his heart. He wants to learn from his mistake so that never happens again.
Minor with a heart of gold.
Heart of gold?
Heart of gold.
Neil Young?
Neil Young, yeah.
No, it's not that.
All right. Well, no, again, quick on the buzzer.
Well, you've got to give me a chance to go find
the song. Glenn's on the line. Right, Glenn, what song say you?
Hey, Mickey, Dave, how you doing?
Yeah, g'day, good. Mate. What are you thinking?
Oh, I was thinking of Paul Kelly.
Paul Kelly.
Dumb things.
Paul Kelly, dumb things. I don't know. Dude, what are you thinking, Dave?
Well, I thought you wanted to adore. You want that or dumb things?
Oh, is it one or the other?
No, you get a choice. I'm happy to go with either. To her door or
is
dumb things.
Is one of them the winner? Oh, he's gone quiet.
No, it's not. No. Neither.
Yeah, bad luck, Glenn.
No, bad luck. Yeah, sorry, Glenn. Very bad line.
John's on the line.
Hey, John.
What's going on there? Sounded like Darth Vader was murdering a chook. What's going on?
I'm in a butcher shop.
Oh, good on you. Well, what's the special today?
Nothing, mate. A bit too expensive.
A bit too expensive? So what are you doing there?
I'm talking to you, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to get the song whisperer. I'm going to change my song.
Well, okay.
Try to go Wholehearted by Extreme.
Well, now I've got to find a bloody thing.
Sorry, Dave.
You can't have a late change. Well, is it Wholehearted by Extreme, Dave?
No, it's not.
Oh, well, I like John. No. Shouldn't have changed your song. Your original one, no? Oh, you've got it?
I can play a little bit of it for the end.
Yeah, go for it.
Still wrong, though.
Thanks, John. Mick's on the line. Mick, song, please.
Hey, Mick, I reckon it's I'm Just a Teenage Dirtbag Baby by Wheatus.
Wheatus.
This guy was a fool. Who isn't? Yeah, Teenage Dirtbag. That kind of works, Mick.
Oh, we're going. We're up. We're running. Well done. He's flying. Bad luck, Mick.
Not Mick.
Peter's on the line. Peter, what song say you?
Cold Chisel.
Flame trees. Great. Oh, man. My karaoke
song. I love this song.
Yeah, dude.
Bad, Peter.
I duke him, Dave.
What about, we've got another one of those $100 grill vouchers for you there.
Me?
Yep, they've got the new Pocket Rockets of Land at grill.com. Yeah, they're very good. So well done, Pete. You got that there in Penrith. Thanks, mate.
What a great prize in these day and age.
My word. We had some for lunch. It's bloody delicious.
Beautiful. Did you now?
Oh, you didn't? You come in early enough, you would have some. Drift in.
Dave.
What?
It's a yellow card, Dave. Yellow card. Stuart's on the line. Stuart.
Hey, Stu.
How's it going, guys?
Good. What are you thinking, buddy?
Thinking The Animals. Please don't let me be misunderstood.
Song. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. The Animals are underrated as far as I'm concerned.
100% agree with you.
They are
right up there in the pantheon of great rock acts. I'd love to play that song, but no, it's not right.
Do give me
Stu, it's a case of Brick Lane draft from us to you, Stu.
From the award-winning Brick Lane, have just won a Gold World Beer Award for Revolver. That's
beer.
The way we roll, buddy. Yeah. Nothing but quality coming off the shop floor down at Brick Lane. Shane's on the line. Shane.
Hey, Shane.
What song?
Hey, guys. I think it's History Never Repeats by Split Enz. History
never repeats. Oh, yeah. This guy was a fool.
Yes.
Who isn't when they're young. His partner didn't like the fall, left him. He wants to learn from his mistakes so he doesn't do it again, Dave.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly right. Shane, you've got it. You've worked it out. History never repeats is absolutely right. And you've got the prize today, and that is $200 to go shopping on us at dshop.com.au.
Giving away good stuff.
Do some D-shopping today. Yeah, live better for less with D-shop.
Well done, guys.
Good on you, Shane. Awesome. Thanks for calling from Wollongong, man. We've got Glenn Robbins next. Malloy.
Driving you home, this is Malloy.
How great is it to catch up with Glenn Robbins right now? Of course, a podcaster of somehow related with Dave O'Neill, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Joins us from, looks like the garage again.
He's inside his car, his garage, at one of his many homes. where are you coming to us from today, Glenn?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in the garage in the dark by myself. I'm wearing black, and it's kind of how I live most of my life. It's better doing it like this than sitting near a park or something or near a school or anything.
Sure.
I sit like this and I come to you in a good frame of mind.
Do you?
Well, I'm not happy with you.
Okay.
You go first.
Well, I'll go first, Glenn, because listening once again to your podcast, Somehow Related, where you and Dave O'Neill attempt to find links between two seemingly disparate topics. Your previous episode was AFL and Cambridge University. What was the link there?
That was basically invented. A lot of the game was invented at Cambridge by someone.
That's bullshit. It was invented at Scotch College and Melbourne Grammar is where AFL was. Oh. And it was a sport designed to keep cricketers fit during winter as a winter sport. Okay. So I don't know where Cambridge came into it. You've been misinformed.
Yeah, if you want to take it up with Siri, it's up to you.
Well, I will.
But our history goes a little bit further. And if you want to find out the real answer, I dare say you should listen to the podcast. And no further debate about it.
If you do listen to the podcast, you'll hear this exchange, this offensive exchange between Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill. Have a listen.
Over the years, I've played golf with lots of different AFL players. And when they sit around after the game and they tell the stories, things that happened to them, it's absolutely fascinating. And I'm going, there's a TV show in this where people just, it's not about dressing up as women and being dickheads on TV. It's about telling the real stories that happened out there. The front bar came along and that's exactly what they're doing. They tell you what really happened.
The front bar stole your idea. That's all I'm hearing.
Well, you know what? I'm sure at some stage I've said to Mick Malloy, you know, you should do a show like that. And then I've looked at her, I turned around and they felt guilty and then put me on just because they realised it was my idea. But anyway.
I will sue you. Seriously. You will get a letter. You'll be served paces, Prince Andrew style. I will get you, find you, and sue you. How dare you?
I will have witnesses. I've said it to people time and time again. There's a show, TV show, would have happened like 10 years ago. I've said it to you probably in passing when we're playing golf, and it's gone into your conscious or subconscious, and you've gone, oh, here's an idea. Here's an idea for a TV show. We sit around and have a drink like I was doing on the golf trips and getting the stories out of the footballers like I was doing you weren't even playing golf when this was going on.
Well,
and now I wouldn't be saying this except you better go at me. I know I came on because you felt guilty, but that's all right. Mick, I'm giving it to you. It's a gift. Maybe at the end of the show, a little acknowledgement like created by Robbins or something like that.
Okay, the part of that story that doesn't ring true is that you're sitting around having drinks with footballers. Like, what part of that do you want to unpack first? But you had half a beer. After your appearance on the front bar, you had half a beer in our green room and nearly glassed someone. It's just not you're good at many things, but that's not your strong suit. Secondly, you've done this to me 100 times.
What do you mean?
Remember my Uncle Charlie character? I said, Glenn, look at Uncle Charlie. Hello, boys and girls. And I start doing the things with my hands. And next thing I turn on the telly and there's Uncle Arthur.
Well.
My outback character.
What was his name?
It was Kev McNackers. Kev McNackers. he used to go everywhere and pull his pants down and show his bottom a lot. And then all of a sudden,
I see. Yep. You and Working Dog have skybed off with another one of my great ideas.
What about, was it rumoured that you were to play Kel? I'm not sure. Were
Kathy Kim. I was originally.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kel Day Evening.
What happened, Dave, was I heard that he'd nearly got the role.
Yeah.
I rang up and put on a voice and said I was the producer of the show and said, sadly, Mick, you've missed out. And then I rang up the girls and said, Mick Molloy, he's got a drinking problem. Don't employ him. And the rest is history, really. But that's a shame that you didn't get to play that character. Anyway,
Mick, quick sidebar. I had no idea. We were going through Melbourne tourist attractions the other day that no longer exist, and one of them is the Melbourne tram car.
The restaurant tram.
The restaurant tram.
Mm.
And it no longer exists, and people started ringing up going, they reckon it was because of the fight you and me had on the restaurant tram. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I gave it a bat, and I threw you off the tram.
You threw me off the threw me off the tram. Yeah. We had a fight on the tram. I ended up on top of Kath at some stage, is how I remember. Kim was trying had the baggy green. I saw Bradman's baggy green. It ended in tears, but people were ringing up saying that was the end of the restaurant tram.
You know what was most impressive about that episode is when you did your own stunt work, when you came back, you got dropped off in the minibus. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
And you stepped off, the car was moving, and you went into a roll and then popped back up on your feet like a professional.
That's what I did. Yeah, we were doing all our own stunts back in those days. You can't take the top off a beer without a body double these days. Hang about, Glenn.
No worries.
We'll talk. I'm cross with you. We'll talk during the break, but when we come back...
I've got stuff on you.
Well, you've been
up. Oh,
no.
Okay.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Molloy.
We're joined by Glenn Robbins right now.
So you've had a go, Mick.
Well, I have. I'm disappointed.
I'm taking it all on board. I take it on board, but I stand by what I said. Anyway, so I was doing a bit of research for when I come on your show.
Sure.
And I was asking around the office about you and Dave and just said, you know, I basically did what's known as a 360 report, where people do it willingly that they'll tell me things about you as long as it's anonymous. And I have got a list here, incredibly long. Yeah. We can go through it. I think it's your responsibility to respond to them, both of you.
I will.
Yeah, and I'll throw them out there. And I'll make no judgment.
So when did you do this, by the way? When did you do this?
Over the past, I come on every 2 or 3 weeks. In the past couple of weeks, I just did this. A couple of phone calls to the right people. And I can tell you now, there was an avalanche of stuff people wanted to say. So anyway, you're
fire away.
This is Mick. This is not Dave. Steals phone charges and never replaces or returns them. Mick.
Oh, Lord, that is true.
This office leaks like a sieve.
Well, I mean, if you just want to cop it on the chin, cop it on the chin.
Wait, there's a Telstra shop downstairs. We're a communications business.
Yes.
And I run a show.
Yes.
If you can't lend me a friggin' phone cord.
I think the problem was that you never gave it back.
Well, okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I did. I left it at Crown. If you want to go get it, it's a friggin' Crown and a bedside table.
No need to yell, no need to swear. Okay? This is good for your mental health, Mick, just to take it on board.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Doesn't know any of his past passwords.
That is absolutely true.
I don't know where you get. Well, I do know where you're getting information from.
What's the point of having a password if you don't want to know?
Because I can't remember it, mate.
So everybody knows your password.
But how am I going to remember it? But everyone knows my passwords. Everyone knows the code to get into my house. Young James has my social security number, my Medicare number,
Medicare
and
details.
All my bank account details. Yeah. He hooked up my Uber Eats account.
He did. He knows everything.
Yeah, it's going well. I'm striking a nerve. Okay. Never chips in on the Powerball.
Whitney.
I can tell this is getting through your defense. I am bowling slow balls outside off stump, and they're bowling you every time.
But whoever said that, it's libelous, and you will be getting a letter.
That's anonymous, mate. That's the idea of the 360.
Are you short of money? Where's the problem? Just reach into your wallet, give it to Whitney, and say, you know what? Pay for the whole year. Just do it
I do for everyone in this group, right, it feels like the least they can do is cover me for Powerball.
I just hope they win Powerball and you get no cut in will not stand up in court. Because I've said it publicly, you now don't have a court case if you take them on and you win Powerball, the others win Powerball. Doesn't read or respond to emails.
And that is true.
Wow,
how many unread emails? Look at your phone now. How many unread emails are on
right now?
Yeah.
I have 14,156 unread emails.
14,000?
Hey, that's nothing. Have a look at this. You know, my voicemail,
yeah.
309 unanswered.
Okay. People are trying to get in contact with you, mate.
Yeah, well, get to the back of the queue, Toots. You know, there's only so many hours in the day. I don't have time for everyone. Make it important.
Okay, this is a double question. Number one, when you feel like something to eat, do you go and do it yourself? And number two, when someone gets you Vegemite on toast, do you actually complain about how the Vegemite is put on the toast? Do you actually stand up and go, you've made me this out of the goodness of your heart, and then you complain that the Vegemite's not put on properly?
Not if I've given them a photo first to show them how I like my Vegemite toast.
Mick did an interstate broadcast, Glenn. He was coming out of Brisbane or something like that, and there was instructions given to the producers interstate how to butter your toast.
A producer down here sent a screenshot to a producer in Brisbane Breakfast about just how to butter and how much Vegemite I like on my toast in the morning. Is that anything to do with me? Kings in the old days had food tasters. I don't make anyone taste it. I just show people how I want it prepared. It's like, here's one we prepared earlier.
If I was your lawyer right now, I would say it's best if you don't get on the stand, because the more you say, dig yourself into it. So burps inappropriately into the microphone.
Oh, yeah, and that he does, and that's been caught before. And farts as well.
Dave.
Well, you did it.
Can't say that on
times.
The radio. You can do it, but you can't say it. I've had enough. Put it away.
Right.
Can we get on to Dave?
No.
Well, let's go to a break and we'll consult the lawyers. And when we get back, you can do your 360, your little 360 on Dave. Okay?
All right. This is Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
We are joined by Glenn Robbins.
Do Dave, Glenn.
Oh, there'd be nothing.
Did
on
you
me.
Do a 360 on Dave?
No, I'll do Dave. I'll do Dave. Hang on.
Tell us how it works. You ask around the office. People to
what do they like to work with? You ask them a few questions, and they say, "We will do it if it's anonymous." And Dave's has only just come through.
All right,
I've got it here.
Okay,
this will be good.
Dave,
yes,
what a gentleman!
Oh,
what a great man he is. God. Does a lot of work for charity. He's a lovable father.
Does a lot of work for charity. He rips off the charity box. There was a charity box sitting on the counter, Glenn, that had money for kids, chocolates for kids. He saw that there was too much money in there, whipped a fiver out. He ripped off kids.
It was above the float. That was all excess. You know, the kids didn't need that. That was courier money.
He is a legend for putting up with Mick Malloy day in, day out. How he does that, I do not know.
That's really good.
Gives a hug at the right time.
Thank you.
He gives a hug, and inappropriate. It's called inappropriate touching of female members of staff.
I'm loving this 360. This is really good.
He's the sort of guy that everyone needs in their life. Thank God he's out there. There should be more people like him.
Oh,
we are thinking about nominating him for Australian of the Year. Gee, that's a good one. Australian of the Year. The radio, they're nominating him for the Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, thanks,
guys.
Radio Hall of Fame. But he got beaten by Melissa Doyle. He got beaten by Melissa Doyle, took him to the cleaners. And what was the award?
Yeah, so it was the best. I'm about to bring this up again. It was the best music personality category. And Glenn, I was doing 4 hours a day, workday radio, 5 days a week. She did a 1 hour pre-recorded show on Smooth FM and took the jockeys.
And he's gotten over it. As for Australian of the Year, I'd vote for Ivan Milat before I voted for Dave. This is unbelievable.
That's good feedback. I appreciate that, guys. That's really nice.
Dave, does that help you? Is that sort of focus?
Really good.
Does that give you some sort of direction?
That's great, yeah.
Do something for me again. Do something for me. Have you got something good?
I've got other stuff on you. Loses pens and abuses other people for losing his
pen. People steal them. They actually come in. Where I leave them, they magically disappear and then reappear when someone realizes that they've stolen them.
This is all good. This is all really good stuff. It's true.
It's really good stuff.
There's going to be a 360. There's going to be a Glenn Robbins 360 the minute I get off air today.
One question I said to everybody, I said, even though you feel all those things, deep down, do you love him? And they all said, no, not really.
All right, you've been listening to the incoherent rantings, psychobabble of Glenn Robbins. The podcast, somehow related,
is
up soon. Made a very powerful enemy today. All of you, see me in my office, wherever that is.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Thanks to Makita. And Mick, serious outdoor work requires serious outdoor tools. Makita rule the outdoors. Makita.com.au.
The minute you step out the front door, you're in Makita country, here people, and you better be armed. You better be dangerous. Mm-hmm. Armed to the gills with the great Makita. How many different products do we know and love? Whether you're mucking around down the serious end of the pool, yep, like the tradies do, first choice for tradies.
It is.
Or you're a serious person about the house.
Me.
Who wants to, like you.
Yeah, backyarder. I mean, out right there toiling around with my
Makita. Well, you're not. You're hiring people to do it. Your people are digging you a hole. You can't find your cat.
Well, there is that. But here's the good thing. Here's the thing I love about Makita, too, because it's battery powered, right? Oh, it's baby, a genuine petrol replacement, which you're not getting all the fumes and the smoke, and you're not got the cords that you're running
you,
into, Dave, a PowerPoint.
You can also power over 200 tools, not 200? Just garden tools, that run from the one battery.
That's
the biggest,
amazing.
Give us an example of a tool, like the brushless blower, for got, example.
Oh, yeah, hang on, here
oh
it is.
Oh, my God, have we got one here? Oh, Jack.
James has
got
that into
the
microphone there. It's a Category 5
back
storm.
Down the hatches, everyone.
Mayday,
what's
mayday.
Turn it off. That was unbelievable.
How's that?
That was like being behind a 747.
It really is.
On
the tarmac.
Just on the tarmac.
Heavy load.
That's got
there
some
it is.
Serious grunt under the bonnet. The brushless blower.
That's the brushless blower. Plus you've got the line trimmer, you've got the lawn mowers, and you've got the hedge trimmers and the chainsaws, all powered by that LXT 18-volt battery.
Point out, Dave, the lawn mower, the whole yang.
There's no pulling cords.
It's a thing of the past.
Forget
as it.
It
is with the chainsaw.
Forget
can't
it.
Help you. Go
Puts
on.
The
waiter,
and
check,
you're on.
Please. I've got my battery. Yeah. I've got the Makita. I'm a lap ahead of you, idiots.
It's genius.
That's why I'm old. Give it, let's, what, have we got a couple of
we've got a
Makita
prize pack, which includes a lot of merch from our good friends at Makita.
Like
we've got a dartboard. There's a Makita dartboard there. It's like a retro design. It's in a cabinet. It includes the darts as well.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Put the darts in the blower and aim it at the
dartboard.
And
stand clear. And we've got a bunch of other merch. So if you want to win, James, what callers will we take? 2 and 1.
Have
we'll
we got some music?
Let's do it.
Makita. Makita. We should have given a warning before we played that. That was a.
We have a winner. We have two winners.
Oh, we do.
Merch packs have gone. Well
can't
done,
thank
Makita.
You enough, Makita, for what you
so
do.
Good.
It's a game changer for anyone
is.
Who likes to do it themselves or get involved. It's just making it easier and easier for us to do what we want to do.
Makita rule the outdoors, makita.com.au. It's Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Done for the day. Thanks for tuning in. A big show again tomorrow. We've got
yes.
Jim Jefferies.
Jim Jefferies on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
I
day
love
early,
it. Bumped him
cool.
up the order.
Yeah.
That'll be fantastic.
By the way, we put a bunch of Jim's podcasts that we have on our show on our special Malloy podcast as well. These are the uncensored.
These are the uncensored.
When it goes to air on free to air, there's a lot of editing or dumping we've got to do for fruity words that Jim sometimes.
You can listen
provides.
To it on the listener app as you can with Dave's Corner, which you can download on any of platform that you're listening to us on.
Listener or through Malloy podcast. Yeah, episode 8 am I up to or is it 9?
Well, okay. This could be your last because this involves,
9.
Can I say, I'm going to say breaking the law.
Well, there were authorities involved.
Whoa!
There were sirens and flashing lights. And
so here we go. If you want to...
it was a long time ago, Mick. It was the 80s. It was a different time.
Well,
that's
you be
I
the judge
say.
When you listen to Dave's Corner, which has gone bonkers.
Thank you, Mick. Thanks
by
for the support.
Way,
I appreciate
it's
that.
It's like with a rocket.
Is
well,
that
it was
right?
my idea, and it's still, I still feel you're under my umbrella.
Well,
so
my
I give you a cushy ride. Like
no,
you
thank
get
you.
The...
I know that, mate. We've got the big boys behind us, Malloy, which that's is the juggernaut of you. By the way, the podcast rank has come through again today, mate. We're shooting up the charts like a bloody bullet at the moment.
Great.
That's so well done.
That's what we do because I love the podcast.
Yeah, you do.
I listen to it
all
the
you're
time.
You're a big podcast. What other podcasts do you listen to?
Herbie. Herbie the Love Bug.
Sure.
Does something.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Name me a podcast.
Oh, well, you could go Howie Games.
Never heard of it.
From this network.
Never.
All right, then. Well, we'll be back with Jim Jefferies tomorrow to drive you home
Jimbo.
Again with Malloy on Triple M.
That's another Malloy Drive Show podcast powered by Makita. Right now, you can land yourself a free Makita brushless blower when you buy any selected Makita LXT 18-volt times 2 brushless lawn mower kit. Hurry, limited time only, offer via online redemption. Visit makita.com.au for details.